The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And with this program, we're going to start out this week with info on Carolina Performing Arts. We know the students will be going back to school soon following their first semester break. All performances are at 8 o'clock unless noted. It starts out Friday, January 26th, Aaron Deal and Clara Yang watch collaboration come to life for the first Carolina Performing Arts Series performance of the new year. Acclaimed pianists Aaron Deal and Clara Yang explore their vibrant musical friendship on the stage where it began. To say they are accomplished musicians is definitely an understatement. And the performance is at Moser Auditorium at Hill Hall. Thursday, February 1st, the Raleigh Rockers Breakin' Workshop. Join CPA, or Carolina Performing Arts, for this deeply rooted breakin' workshop brought to you by the Raleigh Rockers B-Boy crew. This class will educate audiences about North Carolina breakin' history, musicality, and foundation. Current Arts Basin Studio, and the event starts at 7. Then Friday, February 2nd, it's Celebrating Next Level, Hip-Hop Diplomacy. Come groove with this hip-hop collaboration fueled by Next Level, the State Department's Cultural Diplomacy Program. Since its establishment by founding director and Carolina music professor Mark Katz, the program has sent American hip-hop artists to over 50 countries to team up with young people in underserved communities. And this program also at Current Art Space and Studio. Saturday, February 3rd, Laura Downs featuring Rita Dove, it's Tomorrow I May Be Far Away. Pianist Laura Downs has been praised by the New York Times for her luscious, moody, and dreamy playing. But she's more than a musical innovator. She's also a cultural explorer. She joins forces with Pulitzer-winning poet Rita Dove to create a spellbinding mix of music and poetry. It's at Moser Auditorium. Saturday, February 10th, it's The Old Man and the Sea. Get ready to be swept away by a captivating new opera. This original production from acclaimed contemporary opera company Beth Morrison Projects reimagines Hemingway's iconic story from a fresh perspective, and that is at Memorial Hall. Friday, February 16th, Christian McBride at Memorial Hall. Thursday through Saturday, February 22nd through the 24th, Faye Driscoll with Weathering. This is at Current Art Space and Studio with various performance times. Tuesday and Wednesday, February 27 and 28, Alvin Ailey of American Dance Theater. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Both nights. And that's a look at Carolina Performing Arts Rundown. Up next, Duke performances. Again, all shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, January 20th, it's the Escher String Quartet. This quartet is among the leading chamber ensembles in the U.S., bringing with them a program of wide-ranging emotional moods. The Eschers start off with one of the most popular of Haydn's 83 string quartets, that is at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday and Friday, January 25th and 26th, Lost Dog Juliet and Romeo. This show reveals the real story of Romeo and Juliet. It turns out they didn't die in a tragic misunderstanding. They grew up and lived happily ever after. Well, they lived, at least. Now they're 40-ish. At least one of them is in the grips of a midlife crisis. They feel constantly mocked by their teenage selves and haunted by the pressures of being the poster couple for romantic love. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Let's get it right, Dave. Performances at 7:30 on Thursday and then 8 o'clock on Friday. Friday, February 2nd, Zlata Kocieva, having performed in the top concert halls around the globe from a very young age, she's a pianist with a distinctive voice along with international competition prizes. She makes her Duke Arts debut with a program of works built around the beauty and darkness of the natural world. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, February 10th, Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Wind Ensemble. Wind players from one of the world's finest chamber orchestras, the ensemble returns to the Chamber Arts Series with a vibrant program of small-scale chamber works. There are two milestone quintets featured in this program by Mozart and Beethoven, respectively, referencing one another both in their scoring and key signatures. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 16 and 17, Diane McIntyre Group, In the Same Tongue. That's at Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday, February 17th, the Chompy Quartet, Night Music. Sunday, February 18th, the Marian Consort. That's at Duke Chapel at 4 o'clock. And then Friday, March 8th, Benjamin Grosvenor. That's a look at what's going on at Duke performances as the students return to college or university or whatever. All right, the lineup at PNC Arena. Monday, January 29th, Playboi Carti Antagonist Tour. Friday, February 2nd, Theo Vaughn Return of the Rat Tour. Friday, February 9th, Winter Jam 2024. Wednesday, February 14th, Andrea Bocelli, live in concert for Valentine's Day. Friday, February 16th, Cat Williams, The Dark Matter Tour. Saturday, February 17th, It's Journey, The Freedom Tour, with special guest Toto. Friday, February 23rd, Lauren Daigle, The Kaleidoscope Tour. And Thursday, February 29th, Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, and Pitbull. It's their trilogy tour at PNC Arena. All right, we're going to check what's going on at the clubs around Raleigh. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. We'll start there. Wednesday, January 3rd, Process Sleep with Persimmon, Holy Ghost, and American Ghost Town. Thursday, January 4th, Microdose, North Carolina Cum Dogs, and Seneca Burns. Friday, January 5th, Zach Mexico with Waylon Storms and Zephranthes. Saturday, January 6th, Graylin Hall and the Nasty Kings with Eric Travers Band. Sunday, January 7th, North Carolina Got Next, Steppas Only Concert. Tuesday, January 9th, the Gabriel Alegria Afro-Peruvian Sextet with Tambin. Wednesday, January 10th, Tyson Brothers with Axial Flow and Bamp. Thursday, January 11th, A Night in the Da Poor House. Friday, January 12th, Moon Hooch with Honeycomb. Saturday, January 13th, Majdika. And Sunday, January 14th, taking us through mid-January, Stan and Dengue with Florencia and The Feeling and Funkel Stiltskin. That's all at the Poorhouse Music Hall. At Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Friday, December 29th, start of the Big Something, three-day pass, and it starts off with Little Stranger. And then Big Something with Fireside Collective on Saturday, December 30th. And on Sunday, December 31st, Big Something with Sesto String Band. Friday, January 5 and January 6th on that Saturday, January 5 and 6th. Let's do it that way. It's the Zoso two-day ticket. And it's with the Ultimate Led Zeppelin Experience and The Whom, which is a Who tribute. Second night, the Ultimate Led Zeppelin Experience again, along with ZZ Top Notch. Thursday, January 11th, By George with the Layaways and Bell Tower Blues Band. Friday, January 12th, Ray Volpe Ascends Tour. Saturday, January 13th, Grunge Fest. Joe Hero, of course, the Foo Fighters and Nirvana tributes, Adhesive, STP, and Sick Man, which is Alice in Chains tribute. Sunday, January 14th, Fade to Black, tribute to Metallica with Piece of Time, a tribute to Iron Maiden. And Saturday, January 20th, it's the Dave Matthews tribute band. Moving on to the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Friday, January 5th, Rumors Alt, a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. Friday, January 12th, Humphreys McGee. Thursday, January 18th, Green Sky Bluegrass. Friday, January 19th, Tamar Braxton, Love and War, 10-year anniversary tour. And Thursday, January 25th, Briston Maroney, Ultra Pure Tour 16+. All right, taking a look at what's going on around the Triangle, let's start with the town of Cary. And we've got one on Friday, February 23rd, and that is part of the Marvelous Music Main Stage series at Cary Arts Center. It's Sons of Maestro. Their unique sound draws from an array of musical genres, from classical to R&B to hip-hop, all while incorporating their signature touch of soulful improvisation. Other shows coming up this spring, the Tartan Terrors and Appalachian Road Show. And there's a Marvelous Music Family Series concert coming up Sunday, February 11th, Triangle Wind Ensemble with Music in Motion. Let me see. Performance at the Page, Sunday, January 21st, Eric Dyke and Friends. That's a 4 p.m. show. Friday through Monday, January 12th through the 15th, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dream Fest weekend. A weekend of events, both community and Cary-sponsored, that celebrate the legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. During the holiday weekend, they present a diverse range of programs that explore topics such as equity, representation, and poverty, while providing opportunities for community service. For a complete listing of events, check the Cary website. And then there's Black History and African American Appreciation Month. Celebrate the contributions that African Americans have made to our community, state, nation, and world. Join for a variety of programs addressing the diverse experiences of the African diaspora in the United States. Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, classical concert series on January 7th. They're celebrating Rachmaninoff's 150th birthday celebration, featuring Solomon Eichner on piano. Again, Sunday, January 7th, the concert starts at 3. March 7th through the 10th and the 14th through the 17th, Forged in Fire. It's the story of Apex. This Apex 150th play is a robust production with roles that include all ethnicities, genders, and ages 14 plus. Performances run, again, March 7th through the 10th and 14th through the 17th. And that's all at Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex. The Clayton Center, the next event is Saturday, February 3rd, Becky Robinson, She Gone Tour. Becky is an LGBTQ plus LA-based comedian, writer, actor, and voiceover star. You may also know her as the entitled housewife. The outspoken viral golf character Becky created to help spread laughter during the pandemic. And that show starts at 7 p.m. Friday, February 9th, Animaniacs in Concert. It's going to be a zany, animany, and totally insane evening with Animaniacs in Concert. Join the voices of Animaniacs as they perform the world-famous songs from the beloved cartoon series. Showtime is at 7:30. Holly Springs Cultural Arts Center. Friday, January 19th, it's Clean Comedy Series featuring Willis Maxwell Jr. Willis started doing stand-up comedy when he was in fourth grade. His teacher didn't appreciate him interrupting the class, and his parents didn't appreciate him getting into trouble. Due to the lack of appreciation, Willis retired from the business and started doing stand-up comedy again after he left high school. Since resuming his comedy career, Wills won Port City's top comic in 2019 in Wilmington, was a regional finalist in Stand-Up NBC in 2018, and a finalist at Ultimate Comic Challenge in 2020 in Greensboro. Again, that's Friday, January 19th, Holly Springs Cultural Center. Also, another Clean Comedy Series event on Friday, February 9th, featuring Tara Brown. Tara performs clean and family-friendly comedy across the country. The nationally touring headlining comedian she has shared stages with have included Theo Vaughn, Elena Glazer, Cristela Alonso, Josh Wolf, and many, many more. Okay, the Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, January 6th, Poetry Out Loud with Dasan Ahanu. Piedmont Poet Laureate, community organizer, curator, educator, spoken word artist, songwriter, MC, and loyal hip-hop enthusiast Dasan Ahanu headlines this poetry slam. Ahanu is the co-founder and managing director of Black Poetry Theater and has led the Bull City Slam team, winning the largest regional poetry slam in the country. Friday, January 12th, smooth jazz and R&B with a splash of comedy. That show is at 8 o'clock. Friday, February 9th, dinner and jazz with Sandra Fiore. Cozy up with your Valentine for a romantic dinner on stage, followed by a jazz concert. Featuring composer, lyricist, and jazz vocalist, Sandra Fiore. That starts at 7 o'clock, all at the Garner Performing Arts Center. Then at the Wake Forest Renaissance Center, Saturday, January 27th, Mesmerizing Magic, mystery, intrigue, comedy, bewilderment. Jason Hudi's mesmerizing magic will transport you into the intricate world of magic and illusion. Saturday, February 24th, Jackie Robinson, A Game Apart. This performance provides a glimpse of Jackie Robinson's life during a bygone era of separate and unequal locker rooms, whites-only hotels and restaurants with only a back door for colored athletes to enter. Led by actor and playwright Mike Wiley, A Game Apart is a powerful lesson of courage through dedication, perseverance, and leadership. It's suitable for all ages. Performances at 11 and 7 at the Alston Massenburg Center. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Tuesday through Sunday, January 2nd through the 7th, it's Girl from the North Country. It's 1934 in Duluth, Minnesota. We meet a group of wayward travelers whose lives intersect in a guest house filled with music, life, and hope. Experience this profoundly beautiful production, which is the comment from the New York Times. It reimagines 20 legendary songs of Bob Dylan, as they've never been heard before, including Forever Young, All Along the Watchtower, Hurricane, Slow Train Coming, and Like a Rolling Stone. Various performance times. Wednesday, January 17th, and Thursday, January 18th, On Your Feet. Of course, the story of Emilio and Gloria Estefan. Friday, January 19th, Ben Schwartz and Friends. Ben can be seen starring in the Universal Pictures upcoming horror comedy, Renfield, set for release in April. You can also catch him starring opposite Kevin Hart and John Cena in Die Hard 2, Die Harder, the second season of Roku's hit action comedy. He's also in Netflix's Space Force. Saturday, January 20th at DPAC, Eddie B., Teachers Only Comedy Tour. Eddie soared to new heights by creating his own opportunity, starting with his series of comical videos titled What Teachers Really Want to Say. In a matter of hours, those videos sparked the attention of educators all over the country when they realized that they were not alone and finally had someone to joke about the things they were reluctant to say out loud. Eddie B. has established himself as the official voice of teachers across the globe. Friday and Saturday, January 26 and 27, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in concert. Relive the film that started it all. Watch the wand choose the wizard, a troll run amok, and magic mirrors in high definition while a live orchestra performs John Williams's iconic score. It's 7:30 both nights, and there's also a Saturday matinee that starts at 2. Sunday, January 28th, Lucinda Williams and her band, the Don't Tell Anybody the Secrets Tour. The multimedia music and storytelling experience features Williams performing some of her most beloved songs from her revered catalog while sharing backstories with her audience about their inspirations and origins. That show starts at 7:30. Wednesday, January 31st, Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton. Brace yourselves, for this transcendental ensemble shall be traversing some of America's most verdant roads on their scintillating 707 tour, an escapade destined to rhapsodize the senses and bewitch the heartstrings. the brilliant guitarist Charlie Sexton shall join. Let me start that part over again. The brilliant guitarist Charlie Sexton shall join this musical fellowship, bestowing a luminous brilliance akin to stars strung across the heavens. Thursday, February 1st, is Scotty McCreary, Cab in a solo tour with Ann Wilson and Graylin James. Friday and Saturday, February 2nd and 3rd at DPAC, Mitski with Tamino. Mitski released her new album, The Land is Inhospitable, and So Are We, to an overwhelming wealth of praise, with the record deemed one of her best by the New York Times, and her most cohesive work to date, and that from Stereo Gum. Since the album's release, she's been presenting all acoustic performances of The Land. Tuesday through Sunday, February 6th through the 11th, it's Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. Nominated for 12 Tony Awards and the winner of the 2019 Tony Award for Best Choreography, Ain't Too Proud tells the thrilling story of brotherhood, family, loyalty, and betrayal as the group's personal and political conflicts threaten to tear them apart during a decade of civil unrest in America. Wednesday, February 14th, at DPAC, Durham Love Razor. Thursday, February 15th, Blackberry Smoke, Be Right Here Tour 2024. Also coming up this spring, Friday, February 16th, the Nashville Songwriters Show. Saturday, February 17th, Dancing with the Stars Live 2024. Monday, February 19th, Nickel Creek. And Tuesday, February 20th, An Evening to Shine. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions? Call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.